Now.
Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We've been thinking about a lot of moves, you know. You put everything on the table. You know Petey's coming. You see how, looking ahead, how you're going to manage the roster, how we're going to use guys. And this is something that, as you guys know, since I got to spring training, probably somebody asked me that question about how we're going to use Mitch and Henley, how we're going to make this work. And I think it worked for a while. But obviously now, with the addition of Dustin and the versatility of the other guys, is a move that, you know, surprisingly for a lot of people, but it's a baseball move. And I do feel that we can maximize this roster the way it is now better than just like it was yesterday without, well, not with Henley, but with Petey now on the roster.
Dan Shaughnessy joins us in our Town Fair Tire Studios. Dan Shaughnessy, the Boston Globe, brought to you by Mohegan Sun. Unlimited possibilities await you at Mohegan Sun. Plan your stay at MoheganSun.com. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Beetle.
You had to cancel your flight to San Francisco this morning.
I've been canceling my ass off. You know, hotels, flights. I got a flight to San Francisco that left a half hour ago.
It's the price to be paid for being prepared.
I got a flight to Houston tomorrow. I got the Homewood Suites in Houston. I got Marriott Marquis in San Francisco. I got the Lazy River Marquis, the sweet one in Houston, for a couple
That's
days
nice
down
one.
There.
It's going to be hot.
And
you should go do
away.
That one anyway.
I know.
Hit
it's
it up.
It's just all gone. All
wow.
gone. Meanwhile, what got into you? Who kidnapped the Beatles?
So Friday, talking about this, I'm like, what is going on? You know, there's value in this guy. Put him on the bench.
Right.
They thought he was going to be a total jackass about it, and they said, get lost.
That's pathetic.
I'm just being consistent, Dan.
That they have to get rid of their player because they're afraid he'll be a problem. They're paying him $15 million the rest of the year. He's a good right-handed hitter. He's one of the few guys in that lineup that other teams are afraid of.
Thank you.
He's dangerous, and he's the only postseason. He had 571 against the Strohs last
they're
year.
They're afraid of Mookie Betts. They're afraid of J.D. Martinez.
Yeah.
They have other guys that other pitchers are afraid of.
Well, let's take a look at the postseason records of all of the above. You know, the only guy that's ever hit is Henley, and they just... See you later. I hope he goes to the Yankees and beats their ass.
You know,
that would be perfect. Well, yes! We're smarter than everybody else.
What does that say about you? That you're eager to root for a guy like him? What does that say? That you're eager to root for Henley Ramirez?
Vendetta.
Who for much of his time here, Dan, was
okay. He had a little Bowser in him. Okay,
yeah, a little bit.
I'll give you that.
But he turned the corner to your point.
He did. I loved Henley.
They paid more than $1 million per home run.
He was good to have around. Honest to God, and I think the teammates feel that way. I'm surprised at this. And this is not a baseball move. This is a money move. They didn't want him to get the vesting option. We all understand that. That's okay. But your team is not better than it was last week. It's not. I mean, I'd rather have Henley around than Brock Holt.
Thank you.
Are you kidding me?
That's the killer there. I mean,
know
you
the
versatility. You can explain Mitch Moreland and all that. I understand that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Brock Holtz and the
okay, how about you option JBJ to the minors where you still have an option on him.
That I don't
and you
disagree
play every
with.
Day with Benintendi in center. You put JD in left. You DH Henley, you put Moreland at first. How is that team not better? It's like you don't have the best team, and you're paying the guy anyway.
But get ready for the will you of a guy that won't make the catch.
I don't disagree with that. JBJ
won't make the
is
catch.
A problem.
That is the
but
old...
But he made a catch in center field yesterday. It's like, ah!
Nobody would make that out.
Nobody does it like
It was greatest center fielder ever.
8-3 game. Not a real game changer. Okay, it's nice to have that. It's great to watch. It's one of 27 outs. Thank you. It did not win the game. And the defense is overrated. Okay? It is. I mean, for a shortstop, for a catcher, a center fielder, it's nice. It's great, you know, great to have. But, hey, I mean, again, I read this skull imploding number. The probability of that being caught was 71%. I don't know if that's with or without the guy. There's all these amazing metrics or whatever like that, you know, fan cast.
Right, is it by 71% for him or 71% for the average center fielder?
I haven't done the deep research.
How much
on
above
that.
Replacement do you need to be for that to be a 71%?
What's the exit
really,
velocity
the team
ball?
Is not better, and they're caving into personality. And, I mean, Alex Cora, again, this is like we don't want DeMarcus Cousins because you can't handle him. Well, that's what you're paying Alex Cora to do, and, you know, he's... I mean, he should be able to get along with Henley. He played in the big leagues with Henley. It's like, come on, he can get along. He can work this out. And for Henley, my guess is that they tried to run it by Henley and said, well, I'd rather leave. You know, but even still, I'd make him stick around. I'd make him stick around. And you watch. He'll end up with the Yankees or the Astros, and he will beat their ass.
What if he has another season like he did last year with wherever he goes, and they're not on the hook? He may not last the rest of the season if he does that.
Wait, you mean if he continues to slump like this? I love how
the way look at his season last year. He wasn't good last year outside of
the
playoffs.
Name another team with a 34-16 record who releases their number three hitter.
Oh, it's rare.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
McAdam had the question during that presser. He's like, this is sort of unprecedented.
Scratching their heads. And Cafardo talk, the usual unnamed guys in the Sunday thing, all the baseball people. But people are surprised by this. And there'll be a lot of interest in his services come whenever the 7 days is up, Thursday, whenever that is. And, I mean, the Yankees and Stros are two of them. I mean, that would be
serious,
sweet.
Huh?
That would be sweet. You know,
that'll
I mean,
juice
I'm,
it up.
I'm just connecting dots. I mean, they both.
Where would
have,
you put him in that Yankee lineup?
They both
lineup?
Have the need. You can do it. Take a look at those guys. Play every day. All of their guys play every day. I mean, you know, Stanton and those guys. Judge, they're all in there on the field.
617-779-0985. Dan Shaughnessy is with us, and Hanley is out the door. Dan in Northboro and Alex Scora. Dan.
Yeah, I couldn't disagree more with Shaughnessy. And
why?
To be clear, I'm a Hanley Ramirez apologist. I love that
Me too.
Guy.
Yep.
But this is I was a Manny Ramirez apologist. Mm. Now I'm a Hanley Ramirez apologist. But the move makes sense. The guy's been awful. And to think
has he been worse than JBJ? Who's up to 184? Is he at a double yesterday or something?
JBJ brings some degree of value defensively. If Hanley's not hitting,
184 does not equal Hanley. I'm sorry, it does
Hanley
not.
Hanley brings you, if Hanley's not hitting, which for the past, 4 years, he's hit for a span of about 3 weeks.
You mean that year he knocked in 111 with 30 bombs?
That was.
And what about the 571 against the Stros in the playoffs last year when everybody was rolling out to second base?
If he's not hitting, which has been the lion's share of his time with Boston,
of course.
He brings absolutely nothing.
Right-handed bat off the bench. Brock Holt, Hanley.
Well, Brock Holt has Brock nice
Holt,
hair.
Holt brings flexibility defensively in the event of an injury later in the year.
He's a band-aid. He's a band-aid.
You got Swihart for that now. I mean,
what are you going to do with Blake Swihart?
Where are you going to throw? You going to throw Swihart at second base if Pedroia gets injured and you have to move Nunez over?
Right, who's a better bat off the bench? Swihart, Holt, or Hanley Ramirez?
So you're keeping what, $18 million?
No, he's going to play a lot too.
You got to pay him anyway.
I'll keep him under the 200 vesting at bats. I'll keep him under that. But if I can do that, it's easy to do. I mean, 200 at bats is a lot if you're going to make more than your first baseman.
They thought he was going to be a problem.
We're anticipating a problem.
Or maybe
he
already
something.
Was.
Maybe there was a problem.
Maybe they had the conversation and Hanley lost his mind and they said, we're not dealing with this guy. You went 0 for May. We're not listening to this.
I can't believe a bad month for Hanley Ramirez is equal to, like,
yeah, but it's not just a bad month. He had a bad year last year, too. Outside of what he did in the playoffs, I know, the series against the Astros.
He's the only guy
which, by the
playoffs,
way, if you're banking on Hanley Ramirez this year to beat whoever it is when you get to the playoffs, you're probably in trouble. You're probably in trouble.
Well, I understand that. But
okay,
they have no one who has proven they can hit in the postseason.
But based on their
so we
failures
want to see how tight
the
these guys get.
I get what you're saying.
I want to see how Chris
Dan,
Sale, David Price,
but Dan, if you're,
Mookie
if you're,
Betts,
if you're hanging on
Andrew
to Hanley,
Benintendi, how everybody
if
does.
If you're hanging on to Hanley to have a guy who hits in the playoffs, you're still cooked.
It's a good bat off the bench.
You're still
there
screwed.
There was no reason to do this. You're paying him anyway. You can keep him under the vesting option and have him around. I'm sorry.
It was a very Bill Belichick-like move.
And people get hurt, too. I mean,
you're a problem.
You know, you're assuming that J.D. Martinez and Mitch Moreland, everybody's going to be healthy the rest of the year.
And it's so unbaseball-like. This again, to speak to what you're talking about.
Baseball puts up petulance.
2 months into the year on a first-place type of team, and they bail on him.
It's almost a panic move.
I don't want to hear that. We're afraid he wouldn't be fun to have around.
It's very much a Belichick type of move.
It's sort
of you're a problem? We don't need you.
So there's an incident written all over, doesn't it? Because it just seemed he seemed too happy and too in control of everything.
Yeah.
Seems like he had the clubhouse. I thought he was your clubhouse leader, Dan. I really did.
Dan, when does a manager get to flex his muscle like that to his clubhouse? He was a problem, so he's not here anymore.
Yeah, I'm not buying it that
much.
Oh,
man. They're
sitting there waiting.
This is ownership and Dave Dombrowski.
Sitting there waiting to go out for a run.
But then they can
Alex
blame Alex Cora if it doesn't work out.
You don't
well.
Think it's too big of a lie that he would fall on that sword?
The notion that it's a baseball move, I do not believe.
Okay. You don't think that Cora
it's a money
said
move.
At any point, let's move on from Hanley.
I don't know.
We're not
know.
Dealing with this.
I think he was told to, then there was an eruption.
They made all of that up just for what? To avoid?
I don't know.
to avoid it looking like it was about the money?
This way they can blame Alex Cora.
It's kind of interesting how he termed it, though, that Haley would have a very difficult time and wouldn't be
Dombrowski said that.
In agreement with sitting.
Yeah, he won't
that
be good
tells
to have
you, that's like a polite way of saying
you know what? That's
something
brutal.
Happened.
That's brutal.
We got Ohio and Alabama on
baseball.
The board.
Hey there, Alabama.
Talking about Hanley. Let's go to Ohio with Pete. Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Pete.
Hey, for Chauncey,
yes.
You can't have it both ways. It's either a money move or it's not a money move. And the reason I say that is the Red Sox are eating Adrian Gonzalez's contract, Pablo Sandoval's contract. And that's a lot of money. So, what was it, cut your losses type of thing? I mean, I know they're going to be $15 million for Hanley this year. I like the move, by the way, because there's other sides of it where we don't see where he doesn't want to play left field. He doesn't want to play
first. They're not going to put him in the outfield. We know that. That was never in play. I'm talking about worst case, right-handed bat off the bench. Or Moreland gets hurt. JD gets hurt. Anybody gets hurt. You got Hanley Ramirez, you got Brock Holt. You get Blake Swihart.
I got Swihart. That Swihart's a young kid. I don't know what it's.
No, I'd rather rather have Blake Swihart in the playoffs than Hanley Ramirez. You know.
Well, no, I'm not.
You're making
that,
good sense to me now.
All right, Pete, we're going to end it there. I think you lost that one.
I mean,
yeah,
really?
Listen, you can't make, and I will even admit, you cannot make the argument that there are better players remaining. In that you chose to keep a better player
but
than
a better
and a
team
better
now,
bat.
There were better team now than they were last week.
You
they're
can't
not.
Make it. You can't make the argument. You cannot do it. But you can appreciate the move for wanting to keep order.
But you're right.
Red Sox
it's about
clubhouse. A clubhouse that has been playing.
A problem that might happen. Let's get rid of this.
It's already happened.
We're paying them $50 million anyway.
I mean, Dan.
He
Dan,
might be
let's
difficult.
Be honest. Hanley Ramirez has been a problem in L.A. He was a problem in Miami. He created problems in his clubhouse.
He was worse there than here, yeah.
Well, now he had a reason to act the same way here.
Problem child now.
I don't think he was doing it. I don't really think he was doing it. I've been with the Celtics.
Hanley Ramirez being a clubhouse problem is not new.
I didn't see it. This guy was a joy.
He didn't have a reason to be that way.
Now,
here.
He broke
and
balls
they had just
with
given him a reason
John
they were
Farrell.
Bench
he
him.
Made life miserable for John Farrell. He was acting out there.
Oh, well, let's
I'll
get more
that.
On that. Let's I get a little more on that.
Well,
also,
that whole thing, he doesn't want to play first base. His shoulder hurts, but his shoulder did hurt. But he was so coy about it, no one knew. And it was hard for Farrell. That was hard.
More with Shaughnessy next.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Sexy.
11:20. Here on Zolak and Bertrand with Dan Shaughnessy in studio with us.
Get a little weather update out there, weather boy.
He's not happy with the Red Sox over the DFA of Hanley Ramirez. Did you play this song on purpose, Jim?
Why? What is this song?
I don't know what this is.
Alabama either. Shakes. We're about to take a call from Alabama. I didn't know if that was what you were doing there.
No, I just got lucky there.
Ah, we got lucky. Bob in Alabama, you're up next. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey, Bob.
What's up, Billy Bob?
Been a long time. Hey, I got to agree that it was a good move to do. Totally disagree with you, Shaughnessy. Sorry. Yeah. But
I can't help
you
it.
You know, Hanley can tear down the team between his attitude.
How does everybody know this?
I love this.
And nobody knows how he'd handle coming off the bench.
That's correct.
Where you got JBJ, Holt, Swihart, who are just happy to have a uniform on and want the opportunity.
Oh, yeah, that's what
why
I want.
Why can't they
that's
do
what I want against Verlander.
Give it a price then, too.
Willing to give him a shot and really hope for the best.
Yep, we're paying him anyway, and we want Holt up there against Verlander in October.
Holt. Hello.
God,
Verlander.
I love how people that have never been around the team like know that Hanley's a problem and he's going to be a problem. When there's no evidence of that this year. None.
Not this year.
Correct.
In other years, in other places.
Yeah. Well, he was a manager killer in Florida.
Yes.
Not a party started with the Dodgers either.
Yes. He was a problem in both of those
right.
places,
that's when he was
right?
young and full of himself and, you know, MVP caliber. He could do it then.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Kind of saw the light here after his terrible first year here. You know, they sent him home early. He came back better. And then he had the really good year. And then he had the shoulder thing.
Yeah.
Now that's better.
I know, just that he's had issues. I mean, 2009, remember the story?
Why are fans and media people like behind, he's going to be a problem, so let's get rid of him?
Like you mentioned the Ferrell stuff. Like he was bad for Ferrell. Didn't Bogaerts not see eye to eye with Ferrell too, but nobody's killing Bogaerts?
Well, I mean, Hanley, it turned out Hanley's just got a weird way about him, but that whole shoulder thing, I thought he was messing with everybody. He didn't want to be out in the field. But it turned out he had shoulder surgery and the year was over, so it was legit. But his manner is such that it's hard to tell if he's messing around with you. And I think that Ferrell felt that on a daily basis. And, he was not the only guy that wasn't down with John Ferrell. We understand that now. Mm-hmm. But with Cora and the whole Kumbaya thing, and again, Cora is... He's good with all the players, I think. And
I mean, you know, Hanley, to go back to last October, Hanley wasn't even the starting lineup for game one.
No, it was not the plan.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
That was when the great plan was the Eduardo Nunez. We've all signed off on him. And he, couldn't get out of the batter's box. His knee collapsed.
He fell down.
The first play of the series.
Yeah.
They had to be carried off the field.
That's
by
what needed to
manager.
Happen for Hanley to get in the game.
Remember that? No one else came out of the dugout to carry Edward. Ferrell had to do it himself. Like, San Juan Hill was carrying Eduardo Nunez off the field. That was brutal.
It was.
That was
brutal.
One of the weirdest things ever. And that dude's
that was a
tenure.
Bad optic. Like no one comes out of the dugout for Eduardo Nunez. They just let the manager carry him off himself.
Damn it! I shouldn't have started him. I knew it.
I mean, that was sort of on him. And so he sort of deserved that. John.
So Hanley ends up in line. Hits 571. I think he was 8 for 14. And everybody else sucked. Although Devers actually hit two homers, one inside the Parker.
Yes, he did, at Fenway.
Yes.
Right. Jeff in Nashua has a Celtics thought. We'll mix that in as well. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, guys. How are you?
What's up,
Jeff? Just so I can transition from baseball to basketball, obviously the person you want swinging the bat against Verlander in October is current Giants second baseman Pablo Sandoval.
Is he playing second? Come on.
He is playing second now.
Not regular.
It's brutal. But on the Celtics... You guys were talking earlier about the threes and everybody, the Celtics and Rockets going down in flames taking threes and somehow including the Warriors in that mix. And if you guys would do your homework and you would see that their mid-range game, since they've tracked that statistic, is better than anybody in the history. They don't just settle for threes. They just happen to have three of the premier three-point shooters in the game. But they watch their mid-range game. I know the season's over, but it would have been so much better to watch the Celtics and Warriors play.
Absolutely.
Then
absolutely.
You would actually have had a chess match going on.
Yep.
And it would have been the Warriors in five and a gentleman's sweep this year. But moving forward, I don't think so.
I think it would have been Warriors in four, but yeah.
Be out of retirement after banning me. Thank you.
No, good stuff. You brought it today. That was
Jeff
good.
In Nashua thinks he was banned. He was never actually banned.
Him, who banned
he had that issue with Tom.
Who banned who?
Him and Tom had a dust-up going back a long time.
Well, Tom's got a little edge to him,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom's here, right?
Jeff and Nashua had the thing with Bert Breer that he kept repeating it over and over again.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Oh, side thing.
That was temporary.
Three, put your head.
Of course, to talk about what could have been with the Celtics.
Oh.
Could have been. You could have been in Houston.
Is that where you want to go? You want to go there? Because I'm ready to go there.
We could go there. I just wanted to talk about Pablo Sandoval in the...
I did not know that. I saw it when he pitched.
In the Giants lineup.
What about he had that stellar inning? A 1-2-3 up and down.
And last
worked
night,
fast.
Last night in the first inning, he made a diving play going to his left at second base.
And Baez, the free swinger, grounds it to the Panda. Look at him lay out. Hey, like he's been playing there for years.
It's like they're at the zoo. Look at the Panda laying out.
Getting a suntan.
Did the word nimble come into that play-by-play?
I'm sure it did.
It had to be. I'm sure he's nimble around the bag.
Bruce Bochy said that he lengthens the lineup. That's why he needed to be in there starting at second base.
He has an amazing skill set. He can throw with both hands. He can catch. He can pitch. I'm serious.
Yeah.
He was the emergency catcher.
Yeah,
and he can throw left-handed.
He carries I was reading a story that he carries a first baseman's mitt. He carries the glove that he would use at third, and he also now is using a shorter infielder's glove to be prepared to play second base.
I mean, Panda, there must be something about this uniform, looking like a young Roberto Alomar. Really nice player.
A-Rod's doing him out there. He's joking. Looking like a young Roberto Alomar.
Yeah. Do you know my Panda Easter morning story from spring training? I told that.
You have.
Okay, sorry.
You have.
All right, I won't bore you again.
I don't think it was boring, though. That was when he said, no, I don't want to talk to you. And
well,
you
I thought
away?
He was blowing me off, but he wasn't. It was a mumbling language barrier thing.
Mike in West Roxbury. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Mike.
I just wanted to make kind of a comparison between Hanley and Manny. And I think back when Manny was playing and the rumors started to come out that he was divisive, we all said, no, we love Manny. You know, he's Mannywood. He's our hero. He's the happy-go-lucky guy. And then we find out he threw the elderly traveling secretary to the ground and a number of other things, and we all felt kind of duped. So I don't think it helps that Hanley looks like Manny, has the same hair, and is from the same place, and has the same name, that I think people have no patience for anything with him. And I mean, bordering on maybe he didn't even get a fair shake. I think the minute he did something, everyone was ready to have him go.
Well, again, none of that holds up for me. It's like Manny was 10 times a better player and hitter. He was, you know, Jimmy Fox. He was devastating, and you put up with a lot with Manny, and it was known at the time. And that whole thing with, you know, which hamstring is it, which knee is it, Manny's coming out, the whole thing. I mean, there was a nonstop episodes with Manny, but they put up with it because his talent was so great. Hanley really hasn't brought much of that to this mix, and nor has he been anywhere near the hitter that Manny Ramirez was.
Plus,
he wasn't Manny. No, so that's a big difference.
No, they're not.
And as we know from Billy Lanny, Jack McCormick had it coming.
Yeah, well, yeah. Just get him tickets.
And,
you know, and Manny, Manny quit on the team in 08, shot his way out of town. Everybody knows that. And just and that, you know, goodbye. They got 7.5 great years out of Manny on the field. And the antics, you know, came and went, but most of the time nobody really paid attention to him.
I don't care if he wants 50 seats behind home plate 5 minutes before the first pitch. You get him his tickets. Do your job. Billy Lanny.
Get him his tickets.
I guess Billy got to see a Price pitch in person for the first time. So he was tweeting it out, getting all excited yesterday, heading to the ballpark.
Yeah, have you taken
on that
topic?
Where do you think he parked that big car at? Or does he take public transportation?
I don't know. He's a man of the people. I don't know. That was.
I think Billy would drive it in. Yeah, he's Quincy now, right?
Yeah.
He'd take the tea.
All right, we will. Why don't we touch on David Price?
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
He's something,
your boy.
Isn't
he? Just can't help himself.
He really can't.
Because a lot of guys could do that and be funny and, you know, kind of sarcastic.
No, he's being a dick.
But yeah, thank you.
Thank
I mean, Zoe's right.
Yeah.
He can't even do that.
What? Thank you, David. I'm glad you did it.
It was because I know what he's, but it's just evident that everything bothers him.
We'll hear from David Price next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
But first, we'll hear from Andrew Benintendi and talking about his home run and the Red Sox 8-3 win over the Blue Jays yesterday at Fenway Park.
Yeah, I mean, I knew I hit it pretty good, and you know, I knew at least it was going to be a sac fly, and that's what I was, you know, trying to do is get that run in. And, you know, I've hit a few out there in BP, but never in a game, and I knew I hit it pretty good, but I wasn't sure right away, but I'm glad it went out.
They'll play the second of the three-game set tonight. Rick Porcello to the mound opposite Marco Estrada. A 6-4 win for the Vegas Golden Knights in Las Vegas last night to take Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final over the Washington Capitals. Also, Golden State Warriors winners over the Rockets in Houston, 101-92. They take Game 7 of the Western Conference in the NBA and will go on to face Cleveland once again in the final. Headlines are brought to you by Hooters and Saugus, Shrewsbury, Dedham, and West Springfield. Where the game is on, the food is hot, and the beer is cold. Hooters makes you happy. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Are they aliens?
Zulak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Line shot against Price. He's going to go to pick it up and lob on to first to get him. Got drilled by that. We'll see if he's all right. Showing no signs at the moment. He gets out of the inning with one hit.
So David Price gets hit with a baseball. Picks it up, makes the play. As you just heard. Got hit pretty good there. But obviously wasn't injured, right? He's okay. Everybody's good.
A lesser man would have been in the ambulance.
Not him. Not David Price. 5 innings, 2 earned runs yesterday. Struck out 4 and walked 4. That was David Price's day. Threw 95 pitches over 5 innings. After the game,
He was obviously asked about getting hit in the chest with a baseball.
Is that a great outing for him yesterday?
No.
Okay.
It was serviceable.
It was fine. It wasn't great.
Yeah, raised down to 4.04.
You asked if it was great. It wasn't great. Was it okay?
I'm just asking because the comments that are going to come usually come after a great type of starter.
I wouldn't say it was a bad. It wasn't a bad.
If I'm going to be a petulant prick to the people that have stood there for 5 hours and covered this team and answer questions, you would have one of those great outings, and I'm going to throw it in your face.
No, I wouldn't call it great.
But he's been at 2-3 really good ones prior to it.
Yes, four in a row.
Weren't against the Yankees though. So,
all right, you want to hear from him?
Sure.
All right, David Price.
Did that bother you on the shot that you touched off the forearm? Did it bother you the rest of the time?
No. You know me. I'm the softest guy in this clubhouse. If that bothered me, I'd have been out of the game. I'm soft.
How painful?
It wasn't painful. I'm fine. If it was painful, I'd have came out.
Well, we know that.
And Alex said he came out to the mound next to check on you there. He said it's like your hand, but he said you're pretty emphatic.
Oh, yeah. No one coming out of that game. I can't. I'd rather blow out there than come out, so that's where we're at. I don't think so.
You're joking about being tough or soft and that kind of
thing. I'm soft, period. It's not a joke. I'm soft.
So you know LeBron?
Anything else? Do you think people have been kind of unfairly judging you on that stuff?
No. I'm soft. If it's cold, I can't pitch. If my hand's tingling, I can't do my job. That's it.
So you know LeBron. LeBron is not soft, right?
No, LeBron's not soft. Yeah. Okay. That's the king. I was pulling for the Celtics, so let's let that be clear.
Okay. Yeah. In every way. He just can't stop. Can't help it. I mean, there's some nuggets in there.
Thank you for creating more drama, though.
I'll stay on the mound and blow it out. So he's telling you someday.
Do you really believe that?
Someday his elbow's going to blow out, and when it does, he's going to remind you that he warned you.
Yep, thank you.
That if he doesn't stay out there, he's going to risk his career for you, because if he comes off, he'll be questioned. So he's not going to do that. So when it blows out, remember that's on you, people, not on him. Because you put him in this mindset.
Wasn't he the one just 2 weeks ago that said, it's either too hot or too cold or fresh cut grass?
Well, and you mocked him for it, and now he's going to put it back in your face.
He deserved to get mocked for it.
He said it.
Did he listen to himself?
There wasn't
cutting the grass, dogs, cats, day games, night games, dome games, outdoor. He's a lunatic.
Of course. Let that be clear.
Let that be clear.
He must need this.
Clear as my sinuses after taking a Claritin.
He must need this.
I'm like, what?
He needs people to mock him or something.
Some games I can't see.
When you pin the kick me on the back of the kid's back in elementary school, that's what he does to himself. Kick me.
He sets himself up for it.
Absolutely.
Exactly. What is he talking about?
He's mad at the way he was roughed up after the carpal tunnel, and then the allergies and all that stuff. And he's mad at the way you guys mocked him, so now he's.
Well,
he missed the Yankee start, but
he pitched 3 days later after they sent his ass back to New York.
So what does he want? He wants us to believe that he's tough. That he's a tough pitcher, and he drives it out.
You know how they say there's men that have a certain. They feel inadequate about themselves. They drive a certain car.
Don't go there.
I'm not saying that.
I know what you're doing.
He drives the biggest. He drives the Hardy. Have you ever seen this guy's truck?
I saw it today. As a matter of fact,
you did.
It's very nice.
It's big, isn't it?
Yeah. So what?
It's bulletproof almost.
Yours is.
Mine's big.
What are you compensating for?
Mine ain't that big though.
It's pretty big.
That's a common Tahoe, buddy.
Bigger than you need.
Skip on down. All right, so we've established all this.
What are you afraid of there? We're not saying anything.
No, I know.
Hey, look at me, but don't look at me. There's certain times he wants you to look at him and talk about him.
When he's pitching well. When he's pitching well.
Thank you,
Jim.
Or
when they win in the division, he's giving Trenny that
just tell me when
comment.
He's going to dodge the Yankees again. And I hope Haley Ramirez signs here Thursday. I hope he's got to face him.
June 29th is
And I hope Haley takes him deep. I hope he takes him deep.
In New York, June 29th is the next. I can't wait to hear Sterling's call on it.
Can't wait.
What would Sterling be for Hanley if he plays for them?
It's a
he's the
it's a manly shot by Handley.
Well, what the creative on that one?
I just don't get what he wants here.
Well, he hates it here so much.
What has anyone done wrong other than him? What?
No one has ever hated it. Like this.
Shouldn't have called him soft. You are soft. Listen to yourself. Go back and listen to the tape of yourself. You may even realize it. You might say to yourself, wow.
We're supposed to get giddy about his start against Baltimore?
June 29th at New York. Circle that date. Start back dating the rotation. See how that falls. Sunday night's ESPN, July
1. Oh,
Billy and Waltham, what do you make of David Price?
How's it going, guys? I agree with a lot of what you're saying right now. Part of me liked the comments when he came out because I was like, all right, sure, he's got a little bit of fire, you know what I mean? But then I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, nobody perpetuates the image of David Price being soft better than David Price himself.
Yes!
Like, it's lunacy. It drives me nuts. Nobody else, none of our other pitchers duck and hide whenever the Yankees are in town, okay? Nobody else does that. None of our pitchers refer to themselves as a duck on the water when it comes to the playoffs. And he's so nervous underneath, but he's calm and cool and collected on the turn. You know what I mean? Like, it drives me insane. The guy's nuts. Oh, my God, I can't stand it anymore.
I mean, really, this is just going to be amazing to watch this unfold. Can you imagine when the playoffs come around this year? Because he'll be in the rotation.
That's all it's about, though. I mean, this team's on track to win 111 games.
I can't wait.
You know they're going to be there.
Yeah.
And it's just almost like, okay, let's get there.
Yankee DH, Hanley Ramirez.
You named it. What's Betts going to do? What's Benintendi going to do? Chris Sale, hey, he's in the mix here, too.
Rick Porcello, back-to-back, 2 years in a row. Yeah.
Oh.
The whole team has the flu.
I just don't know that it's that if he were to listen to himself, he wouldn't agree with us. That's what I think. He might just.
He's a smart guy.
Insane.
I can't believe he's dug himself in like this, and he's just being a.
Nobody was even talking about him now.
No, it was all Celtics can't make threes, and like this thing kind of crept in.
If it's not the Celtics,
now the Celtics are done.
He's
and here
topic
we go.
Number one.
Away we go.
All right, let's talk about the Celtics. Yeah. We'll get into the Celtics and their Game 7 loss Sunday night against the Cavs. LeBron is going to the finals once again. Dan wants to get into that, and we will do it coming up next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It is no longer wise to ignore it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
LeBron James escapes to the front court, and the Celtics will not foul. A Boston Celtics season that took turns we could not possibly have imagined takes them all the way to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. But the King was not ready to be dethroned. The final score in Game 7, Cleveland 87, Boston 79. The Cavaliers defend their Eastern Conference title.
Final call from Sean Graney on the Celtics Radio Network, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Dan Shaughnessy is with us. And the Celtics lost Game 7, Dan. Give me your reaction to the Celtics losing that game. Well, you're not here to tell me how great LeBron James is.
Well, first of all, are you guys going to have Brad Stevens on again?
I believe so. I don't know that we have any confirmation on that, but last couple of years he's done a final call-in, has he not?
Yeah.
Waiting to hear back this time.
Ask him, you know, if he has any regrets about that Game 7. I just... really, and you know, we love the guy, and he's a great coach and all that, but he's got to be in for some criticism on this thing. I just don't understand. I know they want the young guys to have confidence and to not be shaken and to be, you know, ready. The next one's going in.
Yep.
Keep doing it. But there reaches a point. I mean, Houston should have reached this last night. Ariza, whatever his name is, you know, it's not your night. Not happening. They're not taking any time off the clock. They're getting offensive rebounds and jacking it back up. No touches for Horford and Tatum. I just don't understand why Brad Stevens didn't call timeout during that fourth quarter and just settle down, run a few sets, get the ball to Horford or Tatum, and just stop with this. But it was Rozier and Morris and Smart, just this raining, you know, again, remember the old Philip Seymour Hoffman, you know, let it rain and along came Polly?
You saw it coming.
That's what this was.
When the ball was in her hands, you saw it coming.
It was just a clang fest, and I mean, you guys got 0 for 10.
We were...
Yeah,
we were down to Cape at this place. It's a big screen, Celtics fans there. And every time one of those three that you just mentioned touched the ball in those final 5 minutes,
no,
everybody screamed, no!
No! I mean,
where's Tatum? Where's Tatum?
Right. Tatum made a shot with 6:04 left. It put him up by one, and they were 1-for-12 after that. And there was no just stopping the bleeding and doing it. Of course, LeBron knows what to do with that, and he did. But this was a wasted opportunity. We all know house money, blah, 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 you know, without Irving, without Hayward. We all get that. Future's great. It's all true. But you don't get many opportunities to go to the NBA Finals. This was there. They were up 2-0 in the series against these bums. They were up 3-2, two chances to close it out. They're on their home court. They're up by 12 points in the second quarter. Then they're up by 1 point with 6 minutes to go at home in Game 7. And you can't close that out against these bums with the Kyle Korver 5 or whatever the hell they were. I mean, I know LeBron's LeBron.
Korver's terrible.
And they are all terrible. And Thompson does what he does, okay. And Jeff Green, I mean, that's true. It is. It's Jeff freaking Green for the rest of our lives.
But is this a choke based on everything you just stated?
They totally choked. Yes, they did.
They didn't have the best version of themselves for Game 7. I mean,
he said it.
We should all agree with that.
A bad night they win the game. I mean, that was like beyond bad. It was just beyond bad.
And, right, but they had a beyond bad night in Game 7 in their building.
So and it's more of they weren't ready for it, like you said.
All you needed to do is have a half-decent game, and you win, and you're into the finals.
And it wasn't the refs, thank God. Nobody's bitching about the refs. That's good. I like that. But this was a chance. And I know they would have been wiped out in four by the Warriors, I believe. I wanted to see it. Another year, another series, exposure makes this a go-to place. You're in the finals. More exposure for Tatum and Brown and Rozier and all that stuff. Just would have been great. And I'd much rather lose in the finals and get, you know, swept, whatever.
Of course.
Maybe steal a game, whatever, than to have this stench living. And, you know, Horford, no excuse for Horford, Game 6 and 7. Game 6 was really bad for Horford. No show in the first half. And Jeff freaking Green beating him on offensive rebounds when he had a position, just pushing him out of the way and taking the ball away. That was bad.
Cardinals sin to go against Horford, though. You know that. I mean, go nuts here.
And no touches for him. Five shots in the second half, 12 shots in the whole game.
He disappears
game.
In the biggest moments.
That's bad.
I'm sorry.
He's a max player.
Okay,
he's an all-star, 10-year veteran.
I'm not getting on him for that.
I understand. I
for
know.
Obvious reasons.
Well, some of that's on Brad. You know, let's go.
That's
Call
fair.
His number.
That's
Call,
fair.
A 10-year veteran who's been in game sevens, who's been in this situation, and he's your max contract guy. He's your all-star. Let's go. Do that. Or Tatum, who's fearless, we saw. This leaves a really bad taste. It was not okay, and fans should not be okay with it.
Too many people are okay with it.
Oh, my God. It's the green teamers, and, oh, the future. We never expected it to be there. If we had told you, it would be. No,
which is all
I
true.
Don't care.
Wait, hold on, though. That's all true.
Of course.
And
of
you
course.
Can say, on one hand, hey, on the whole, this is a great outcome for the season. Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Of course.
Given the injuries. Absolutely. They deserve all. They do deserve a lot of credit for that. It was a great year. This is not to take away from that. But can we at least just talk about the series and the game itself?
You are allowed to be wildly disappointed in this and say this was a choke job and they should be in the finals. They should be there. I should be on that plane to San Francisco right now instead of sitting here talking with you.
Tim is in Nashville. Hey, Tim.
Yeah, Dan, I think you're exactly right on Brad's non-call of a timeout. Even to let those younger players know how to recognize what's going on and what Cleveland was doing. I was really angry that they didn't say, you know, calm it down and just let's look at what they're doing and we'll counter with that. There was no counter. I don't know if he's not recognizing what's going on or what do you think about that?
Well, I agree with everything you're saying. It's just there is this mindset. This is what we do and we don't want to break it up and we're going to keep doing it. We want the guys to be confident. But, you know, another stat, that box score should be laminated. There are things in that box score. You take 19 more shots, you create only 5 turnovers, you out-rebound them 11-2 in the offensive glass, and you lose the game at home? That's like not punting and losing the Super Bowl. It's almost impossible to do, and yet it happened. Take a look at the starting guards of the Celtics. Neither one of them took a free throw. That's impossible. What does that tell you? That's not the refs. That's you're not going to the basket, you're not putting your head down. It is just two
passive
starting guards in a game 7. Neither one takes a free throw. I mean, that is not okay, and I doubt it's okay with
threes,
that.
Dan. Too busy getting it up.
Oh, my God. It's just, it's a blown opportunity. They should be in the finals, and I'm never getting over that. That was bad.
And then you have to deal with, as a result, just this fawning over LeBron James. Oh,
well,
amazing.
There's that.
LeBron James is. And I expect that nationally.
I'm a LeBron lover, as you know.
I know that, and I like LeBron too. But I expect that after, you know, he wins and he gets to the finals with that cast of characters.
He's got to be sitting there saying, I got to take these bumps to the finals.
Well, it's
now.
A better story. Nationally, it's a better story if LeBron can be played the hero instead of saying, what the hell happened to the Celtics in Game 7? It's the local angle that I'm like, what? Guys, seriously?
Yeah.
79 points at home in a Game 7?
I know.
Look at your own team and see what the hell happened, guys.
Yeah.
You had it. It was there for the taking.
And you held them to 87 and you couldn't win.
I know.
I mean, that's really good. Defense.
Defensively, they were good.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a shame. It's such a wasted opportunity. You just don't get to go to the finals very often, and you don't know what's going to happen in the future.
It was that sequence with Tatum. Again, you know, the six-minute mark where
6:04.
He goes down the middle of the lane, dunks on LeBron.
Oh, well.
You got Morris going yelling at him, and Tatum goes up and gets LeBron's grill, and then runs down court, then comes down, hits another one.
Yeah.
And then you followed up, I think, with like Morris and Smart launching him.
Yeah.
You were toast.
And a couple times they got offensive rebounds and went right back out, took it up, used no clock. It was dreadful. And really, just dreadful. You got to cover your eyes to think about that or rewatch it.
6 minutes. You had to survive 6 minutes.
You were headed home.
Survive 6 minutes with
crowds
that coach in your pocket.
And that just, it just,
the crowd was going nuts at that point.
Monty in the truck on Brad Stevens.
Yeah!
Monty!
Big Zoe, what's going on?
All right.
I want to shout out the Tufts and all the hospitals, the doctors and all the surgeons and everybody up at Tufts Medical Center. Shout out to them.
Why don't you take that phone out of your mouth?
Say it again?
There you go. Now you're talking clearly. Go ahead.
I said I just wanted to give a shout out.
Oh, we got that.
We got that.
Okay. And what I wanted to say also was, what happened to the great Brad Stevens? All this Brad Stevens this, he's the best coach in the game, he's this, he's that. Them guys played terrible in Game 7 against LeBron. I knew if it went Game 7 that them young boys was going to get tight and lose that game at home.
You called it.
I thought that was going to... Say it again?
You called it.
I thought that was going to happen. Yeah. I thought it was going to happen.
You're right.
Just because they're young and they haven't been there. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And LeBron, and I knew those guys that he came with was going to help them in Game 7. They might not have helped them in Game 1, 2, or 3, but if it went 7, they was going to come to play. I'm out and I'm listening.
See you, Monty.
All right, then. He's bringing it.
Called it.
He could have simply told his team, stop taking threes, get the ball to Tatum more.
Slow down.
Get the ball to Tatum.
Get the ball to
Al. The ball to Horford.
Yeah.
Get the ball to those two players. Marcus, stop taking the threes. I know that I tell you to take the threes when they're there. We've had a lot of open threes. We're not hitting any of them.
Ain't your night.
I mean, that's when you get caught in those situations where you think to yourself, well, if we keep taking the threes, there's no way we're going to keep missing at the rate we have so far. You start fooling yourself into believing that. It's like sitting at the blackjack table, Hardy, and thinking, this streak has been so bad that there's no way it can continue.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, the odds are I'm going to come out of this slump.
And they were good looks, too.
Right?
They weren't a lot of contestants.
But the great coaches understand.
Let Cleveland take it out. Yeah. Let back off. Let them keep going.
That guy's got to understand game flow more than anybody.
Yeah. Like, let it rain.
We just don't have this shot offensively tonight, so we got to fix it.
There's no way I can lose another hand.
It's like, wow, we can't stop Nick Foles, but let's keep doing what we're doing.
Right? If I just keep playing, my luck is going to turn at some point.
You know what? Hey, Batamosi, you and Jordan Richards, come down to the slot some more. We can't stop them, but let's keep doing it.
Noontime Hour is here. Dan Shaughnessy is with us. 617-779-0985. No commercials here, just the headlines with Hardy. Don't forget, we've got Dan's dates coming up at 12:50.